today, finally, some of the MSM are telling the economic truth. Well, sort of. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where I'm the latest post covering finance and property news. I had a couple of YouTube shows pop up in my feed today, which cut to the heart of the economic issues which Australia is facing. Up to now, the critical questions around migration, productivity and gas reservation really not covered in any depth. Indeed, some might say they were deliberately avoided. But now, first, we got Daniel Mercer, the ABC Energy reporter, talking about the real reasons Australia is running out of gas. They say, for the first time, and in spite of Australia's position as one of the world's biggest gas exporters, the country is preparing to do something that was once unthinkable. It's on the cusp of becoming a gas importer. So they asked, how did one of the world's biggest gas players become so vulnerable to shortages? Is it corporate greed, mismanagement, or is the country simply running out of the stuff? And what's the solution? Should we keep more for ourselves? Buy new pipes? The answers, like so much to do with energy, are messy and complicated. And then Bloomberg Originals released Why Australia's Miracle Economy is Failing. And they write, Australia has long been known for its prosperous economy, with many calling it the lucky country. But that luck may be starting to change. While the overall economy is not in recession, its people are. The country's GDP per capita fell for 21 consecutive months, and household disposable income is going down while household debt is going up. The cost of living crisis will likely be front and centre in the federal election. And they even cited the house price relative to income data from Demographer, which of course I've been talking about for years. In fact, pretty much every economic chart they used in their show, we've shown here multiple times. So none of this should come as a surprise to those who have been following my work, or the guys at Macro Business or Michael West Media. But the real point is, how come it is only now at the fag end of the election campaign that we're starting to get real coverage of the critical issues facing the country? And even then, they are, well, still pretty gentle about the issues. But this election is important because unless we get significant shifts in policy, we will continue to grind lower in terms of real income and social opportunity. And we need to ask why policies around productivity improvement, real tax and housing reform, and a proper migration strategy are not to the fore. Indeed, as Andy Schumelow, who is featured in the AFR today, and he's the Citizens Party Senate candidate for New South Wales, puts it, democracy is dying because people have lost faith in government and its institutions, and you can't blame them. But the truth is, the data is all there to show the real issues that we face, and we need a political discourse which gets onto those real issues. So do watch the ABC and Bloomberg shows. I've put links in the comments below, together with links to the AFR feature on Andy. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.